the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. It is Super Bowl 55 week, my man. And over the weekend, there was an announcement by MGM that a better placed $2.3 million on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers minus 3.5, trying to take advantage of that cameo appearance of Captain Hook, yar, and taking Tampa there, the quote-unquote home team, against Kansas City there at that 3.5 line. It would pay out $2 million. You going to tail the big bucks, or are you still standing firm, you think, on Kansas City like the rest of the public?
Man, that's a tough one to do, but I'll tell you what. Clearly, that person owns some GameStop stock. You know what I mean?
Or AMC or Blockbuster or something
exactly.
else.
Exactly. This whoever placed that bet was clearly having some fun with the Reddit group, apparently, with those kind of dollars. Look, I still really like the idea of the Bucks with the 3.5, just because I do think this is going to be a good game. I think they're going to keep it close. But, man, Brad, trust me, if I had $2.3 million laying around, I probably wouldn't be up this morning doing this pod with you.
No, I wouldn't either. I would be lounging somewhere thinking about what high-priced bottle of tequila I'm going to sip on next on a Caribbean island somewhere. That's what I would be doing. I'd be soaking up some vitamin D right now, not thinking about whether or not Tom Brady, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, are going to cover my ass on the plus 3.5. So I'm with you there. Always an island state of mind coursing through the cerebral cortex of my head. Look, the 55th big game is this weekend. If you might have heard of it. 55! A game this big deserves a big prize, not just some trophy. To finish off the football season, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all players a no-brainer of an offer to celebrate football's finale. DraftKings Sportsbook is doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in the big game. With a total in the 50s, I think that's a foregone conclusion. That's right. All it takes is for one TD to be scored Sunday night, and boom, your money is doubled. Sounds like a no-brainer, right? As if this game wasn't enough reason to party. With double the cash, you'll be celebrating till next season. Don't forget about DraftKings' Big Game Prediction Challenge as well. With up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs and instant prizes for everyone who enters the contest. DraftKings has paid out over $7 billion to its players since 2012, so they know a thing or two about big paydays. Here's what you got to do. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to get a shot at doubling your money if a touchdown is scored in Sunday's game. That's promo code FTN to get a shot at doubling your money during Sunday night season finale only at DraftKings. Must be 21 or older, Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/prediction-challenge-DFS for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT, or in Colorado, 1-800-522-4700. With that, let's get to this Monday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, let's go to the college basketball hardwood. Another Monday night, another big Monday in college hoops. A lot of interesante games on the slate. Let's start off in the Missouri Valley Conference in a rematch of a game that was not even remotely close on Sunday between Loyola Chicago and the Missouri State Bears. The final in that game yesterday, 72-46, and an absolute soul-crushing win thereby the Ramblers over the Bears. The Bears in that game just 0.69 points per possession. Look, Loyola Chicago, this team is better than the team that made the Final Four in 2018, at least on paper. They are number 16 right now, according to KenPom.com. They are number one in the Missouri Valley in offensive and defensive efficiency, giving up 1.140 points per possession and 0.927 points per possession, respectively. Cameron Krutwig, who was on that Final Four team, well, he's a senior now, a guy that's netting over 60% inside the arc and a add balance points. Norris is shooting over 37% from outside. Williamson at 35% at -7.5. And I understand, you know, some people believe the law of average is going to kick in, and Missouri State's not going to shoot that poorly from three, but they are entirely three dependent. And knowing how staunch the Ramblers are defensively, I think Porter Moser's club rock and rolls yet again to a double digit win. Fade or follow, Loyola Chicago, -7.5.
Ooh, I'm going to go with you on this one. And Brad, how about bonus time?
Yeah.
Let me throw this one in for you. Loyola has gone under in seven straight. Now, that has to do, obviously, with that stifling defense that they play to be able to keep everybody down. Five of their last eight contests, they have held their opponent below 50 points, including a contest about a week and a half ago that they held Valpo to 39, for crying out loud. So the other thing I'm going to throw out there for you, I like Loyola. I like giving up the points, but I'm also going to toss that one out there. The over-under right now, 135.5, and it's actually crept up a little bit, so I might even keep an eye on it between now and tip-off. If that thing even creeps up to maybe 136, maybe I get that little extra half point to help me out. I do like the under in this one because their defense is so good.
It is.
The way they're holding everybody down. As you just said, they held Missouri State to 46 over the weekend, holding Bradley to 58 and 56 respectively. So they're keeping those totals down, and I think they're going to do it again.
Yeah, expect back-to-back lashings issued by Loyola Chicago.
Number four.
All right, let's go to the ACC, and let's talk a little Ramblin' Wreck going to Louisville, a KFC center there, and it's going to be certainly yum for Georgia Tech. I'm going to take them at +4. You look at G-Tech, last four games has been quite the gauntlet for them. You know, they played at University of Virginia, only lost by a bucket in that one. They lost at Duke by 7, and we're right there in it until the last minute. That was a bad beat because I had Georgia Tech +5.5. I'm not bitter about that at all. And then over the weekend, they handled Florida State, winning at home by 11, cooling off one of the hottest teams, not only the ACC, but also the country. Look, the formula for Josh Pastner's bunch, D-3. They're shooting over 40% from downtown in ACC play. They're forcing a turnover over 23% of the time while giving up just 0.985 points per possession. Now, Louisville is number two in ACC action in three-point percentage defense, giving up just 29% along the arc, but they are middle of the pack in terms of turnover percentage offense. So, self-inflicted wounds have been problematic at times. I think Wright and Usher, they've got to protect the rim for the Yellow Jackets, but given the sting applied by Jose Alvarado and DeVoe outside, both those guys shooting over 40% along the arc, and you get Bubba Parnum back, who's missed a couple of games, I think Georgia Tech not only covers here, Lundy, I might sprinkle a little action on the money line. They could win this sucker straight up as long as they can neutralize Carlig Jones and some of those dribble drives of the Cardinals. So, G-Tech, +4, fade or follow.
Trying to neutralize those drives from Jones is easier said than done, right? It's easy for us to sit here and do it on a pod. It's a little different to do it out on the court. I'll tell you what, I'm going to follow you on this one because I'm going to follow the trends. You're talking about Georgia Tech. They have covered against the spread in five out of their last six, but you flip it over to the Cardinals and you see the fact that Louisville has only covered two of their last six. They are not doing well against the spread. So I'm going to throw those two things together and say the trend continues. I like Georgia Tech getting the points in this one. Frankly, I'd like it if it was a little bit higher, maybe 5, 5.5. But I'll go ahead and follow on this one because I do think they keep it close. And maybe, as you said, a little sprinkle some action on that money line.
Oh, maybe the alt line is calling your name, Lundy.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to the MonkeyKnifeFight.com. MonkeyKnifeFight player prop of the day, of course, presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Go there. Lock and load on all of your favorite player props across the variety of sports, whether it's college hoops, whether it's the NHL, the NFL, or the NBA. We're going to get a pick in the association here momentarily. Monkey Knife Fight has got all the action you could possibly need. It's just you against the house. And use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, as a new user, get a free $5 game on the house on more or less over or under on all your favorite props and all the stats that you know and love. Go there right now and have an NKFing good time at MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Let's work in a little propage here on Giannis. And I'm going to focus not on the PRA, which is always attractive for him because he stuffs the stat sheet, but a singular category in the box score. I'm going to take the over on 12.5 rebounds against the Portland Trailblazers. Look, you got no Nurkic. He's out due to injury. So it's going to be Giannis versus Enes Kanter in terms of those rebound battles. Who's going to win that? I think it's going to be Giannis probably 80% of the time. In fact, he's been over this number in 3 of his last 4. Sure, he's averaging just 11.4 rebounds per game, and there was that mysterious stretch in early January in which he was under 10 rebounds over like 4 or 5 consecutive games. But again, he has been attacking the 10 more assertively, more aggressively here in recent action. And the Trailblazers this season, number 20 in the NBA in opponent defensive rebounding percentage. So I think Giannis will get in there, probably grab 14, 15, maybe upwards of 16 boards, and a little bonus time. Same game, different name. Jrue Holiday, I love the over on the PRA at 27.5. He's done this in 4 of his last 6. And the Blazers, we know their defensive struggles. Number 28 in the NBA, giving up 1.119 points per possession. So, Lundy, on Giannis, 12.5 boards on the over, fade or follow.
I actually like both of those, Brad, plus the PRA. You talk about the fact that Portland's defense has been bad. It's really surprising for them to have a record above 500 because their defense has not been good. It just means they like to just keep going back and forth, just keeping going up and down the court. And I think that plays into the hands of Giannis to be able to stuff the stat sheet, averaging 11 boards over the course of his last 10 games. I think he gets up above that. The 12.5 number is a little strong, but I think he can finish easily with 14 against a Blazers team that, as you said, going to be shorthanded in the middle, and Giannis should be able to take advantage of it.
Make some bucks with the Milwaukee All-Star.
Number 2.
All right, let's move on to the Missouri Valley Conference yet again. We already got a pick with Loyola Chicago. They're number 1 right now in the league, number 2 in the league. Actually, I believe they're still number 1 because they're undefeated in the league. Though the Never Fade the Drake moniker, that failed Lundy yesterday because they battled Illinois State and it went to overtime. Drake was an 18-point favorite at tip, and they had to barely, you know, hold away the Redbirds at arm's length, winning 78-76 and an absolute nail-biter, which was anomalous in my estimation because, look, this Illinois State team is number 217-plus in offensive and defensive efficiency in the country, and ISU was just white-hot from outside. They were 9-21 along the arc. They did commit 18 turnovers in that game, but all those mistakes were erased by the three ball, and Drake couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. They generated a ton of second-chance opportunities, which is one of their calling cards. 16 offensive rebounds in that game yesterday. On the season in Missouri Valley play, they generated a second chance on 31.7% of their possessions. That's number 1 in the MVC. But as I mentioned, the Bulldogs didn't pack much bite with the long balls. They were just 4 of 30 from 3. Again, very uncharacteristic for them. I think they will improve greatly. Remember, they're shooting over 38%, as a team on the season along the perimeter. Also netting 1.111 points per possession in Mountain Missouri Valley play. Penn, Wilkins, and company, I think, will shoot better this time out. And with the bigs cleaning up inside, I think they're going to cover the 17.5 and get back on track. Still that sterling record, 13-1 ATS. Well, let's extend it to 14-1. Poor Vavore there, Drake. Fade or follow? You loving or you hating the Drake minus 17.5?
Gonna fade the Drake because I think they do it. I think they do it again. 17.5 too much for me. Again, that was such a weird game.
It was
that for them to play. It was not at all what was expected. But I think they actually will not cover 2 in a row. There's some kind of TYG trust your gut special I got going here, Brad. I might play it down because I do think they win and I think they win by double figures. I'm just concerned that 18 is too much for a team that got pushed into overtime, as you said, the last time out against these two. Illinois State, not good at basketball right now, but I just think that 18 is too much for Drake, even if they come out on fire, recognizing that they should never have been in that close of a contest over the weekend. I just don't think that they can get to that 18. I'm going to fade you on this one, my friend, but I would like this one in an alt line if we decided to go that direction.
Oh, don't fail me now, Drake!
Number 1.
All right, let's move on to the marquee matchup on the Monday night slate, and it's a pair of top 20 teams. The Oklahoma Sooners going up against Texas Tech. And, man, Oklahoma is riding quite the heater with wins over Kansas at Texas and over the weekend in the Big 12 SEC Challenge, knocking off a searing, a scorching Alabama team, even though they were shorthanded. You had no Williams in that game, no Reeves either due to COVID issues. Both those guys going to be out for the Sooners here. And I think that lack of depth is really going to come into play in this contest against Texas Tech. Look, Chris Beard and company, they got lengthy wings, assertive lane drivers, and they've got stiff defenders. Of course, that is the MO of Tech. They force a ton of turnovers, 25% of opponent possessions, while committing very few turnovers of their own, only 16% of the time. They smash the offensive glass as well, getting a second chance on 35.2% of their possessions. Meanwhile, defensively, they've given up just 0.969 points per possession. Oklahoma, outstanding defensively in their own route. Under 1.00 points per possession allowed in their last five, and they've also drained 43 trays. So this game's going to come down to the paint play and free throws, and that's something where the last point there, where Texas Tech really thrives. They draw a ton of contact, get to the line, and make opponents pay. This line's been steamed up, Lundy, and I'm going to follow the action here at the -6.5. Some books have it as high as 7. I've seen it as high as 7.5 after an open of 4.5. So I'm going to tail the big fish in this contest and give me Texas Tech -6.5. Too many points for you? Fade or follow?
I am going to follow on this one. I think Tech really needs this. Obviously, the play that's going on in the Big 12, some very good teams. Kansas, not the usual Jayhawk team that we're used to, but there's some great teams in the Big 12, of course, led by Baylor. And I think right now Tech realizes they got to get it together. They got to get themselves a good, solid win. Oklahoma coming in on such a hot streak, that huge win over Alabama over the weekend, which was amazing considering they were playing without Reeves. The fact that Oklahoma picked up that win, this is an opportunity for Tech on a big Monday night. We know that they save some of the good games for Monday night here. Yep. I think this is a chance for them to make a statement, man. So I'm actually going to follow you on this one because I think they're going to have a fire lit underneath them. I think they're going to try to crash and keep the Sooners off the boards. Don't give them the opportunity for the second chance and maybe try to get some second chances of their own. And I think Tech can cover on this one. And as you said, I like the fact that this particular line a little bit lower with our friends at DK Sportsbook. Let's take advantage of that because they're sitting at that 6.5.
Yeah, guns up. And let's also not forget, too, that Mac McClung is one of the clutchest players in college basketball. Guy hits big shots in high leverage situations. And hopefully this one will not be that tight in the end because we're, of course, laying the chalk here on the 6.5. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Fade the Noise podcast. Please drop us a rating and a review and follow us on Twitter. Follow Lundy at Nate Lundy. Check me out at Noisy Huevos and check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and also fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to score 10% off your subscription today. And until tomorrow, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you.
Fade the noise.